same time. Nebraska Public Transit Week wraps up today for Chadron City Transit with Driver Appreciation Day. Director Julie Lawrence encourages everyone to take a ride, tell the driver how much their efforts are appreciated. Yesterday was a free lunch to show appreciation for the Chadron community for its support of Chadron City Transit. Lawrence said more burgers were handed out yesterday than last year. Although Nebraska Public Transit Week officially runs through tomorrow, Chadron City Transit will be closed except for its educational service because tomorrow is Arbor Day, a legal holiday in Nebraska. And the last of the four finalists to be the next vice president for academic affairs at Chadron State College makes her campus visit today. Dr. Kimberly Paddock O'Reilly will have interviews with the search committee and a meeting with Chadron State President Dr. Ron Patterson and his cabinet, as well as separate forums with representatives of faculty, staff, and students. Paddock O'Reilly is co-founder of KPL Coaching, which works with companies, organizations, and individuals to grow and improve executives by helping them be more collaborative and supportive. But she had an extensive career in academia before that. From the Chadron Communications Newsroom, I'm John Axtell.
You've worked hard to build your business, and we work just as hard to make sure it's protected. I'm Stacy Fry, Commercial Lines Producer, and at JGLA Insurance, we work with you to ensure your business thrives. We understand your business is unique and create customized insurance plans that fit your specific needs. Competitive insurance rates, friendly people, and a commitment to you and your business. That's how we do business. Stop by at 141 West 3rd Street in Chadron, or visit us online at jgelliott.com.
JG Elliott Insurance Center, a Platte Valley company.
SkyWatch forecast brought to you by Eagle Chevrolet. Partly cloudy skies today, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could produce gusty winds and small hail. High in the low 70s, south winds 15 to 20, gusts to 30 this afternoon. Tonight, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, there's an 80% chance of rain, breezy, and cooler temperatures with a high in the upper 50s. And on Saturday, 70% chance of rain, breezy, cooler yet with a high in the upper 40s. Current conditions after this.
Eagle Chevrolet in Chadron has brought over 30 years of dealership and quality experience to Chadron and northern Nebraska. They're now looking for qualified automotive technicians to join their successful team. Applicants must have multiple technical skill sets, including the ability to deal with computer systems. Eagle Chevrolet offers great pay and benefits. For an interview and to start your new journey today, contact Brian Mitchell at 308-432-5583.
Partly sunny skies, 65% humidity, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour, and 61 degrees in downtown Chadron.
Chadron State College faculty, students, and community ensembles will perform vocal and instrumental recitals and concerts throughout the spring semester. For a list of upcoming performances and other events, visit the Chadron State College website at csc.edu, use the Eagle Rewards app, or check the local event list at chadrad.com. Admission is free for all public musical performances at Chadron State College. We'll see you there.
Do you want to party like it's 1889? The Nebraska Bank team has been. We know what you're thinking. How much fun can you possibly have at a bank? Well, for more than 135 years, Nebraska Bank has been rocking it, growing from one small location to serving 9 communities in Nebraska, and we are still rocking. Come check us out and join the fun during business hours Monday through Friday. Help us celebrate our 135 years of community success and party like it's 1889. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.
With spring upon us, now is the time to be thinking about getting your herbicide, pesticide, and seed plan in place. Now, whether it's winter wheat, spring, or summer crops, or alfalfa for weevils, you need to give Panhandle Ag and Chadron a call for your custom spraying, chemical, fertilizer, and seed needs. Panhandle Ag, your independent agricultural retailer focused on quality products and exceptional service. Call Corey at Panhandle Ag today at 308-430-0462.
Stuart Harden of Panhandle Sales and Service is a locksmith who serves the Nebraska Panhandle and Southwest South Dakota. He does commercial, residential, and automotive. Call 308-282-0234 or 308-360-0175.
Swap shop! Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
It's the happy passenger, it's a swap shop!
Swap shop!
And you're
they're on.
My wife has been looking for a vacuum. Is there one online available?
It's basically a swap and shop where you call in and you say, I've got a radio to sell. And then someone calls in and goes, hey, can I buy that radio?
You put on a good show and you provide a good service for good people out there. And we appreciate it.
I'm looking for some furniture. Storage cabinet, TV cabinet, a display cabinet, a file cabinet, and a rocking chair.
On that note, we cue the music.
No, Swap Shop.
Good morning, I'm Jeff Wing, your host for Swap Shop. There's several ways you can get your items on the program. Call 432-2972 if you live in Dawes County. If you're outside of Dawes County, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-266-4682. You can also email a list of your items to kcsr@shadrad.com. Swap Shop is for the non-commercial use of our audience. If you'd like to advertise a business, a home-based business, agricultural items, or real estate, it needs to be a paid call, and you can talk to the KCSR business office at 432-5545 before calling Swap Shop. No firearms or ammunition of any kind may be bought or sold on Swap Shop, and an online version of Swap Shop is available on our website. Look under classifieds at shadrad.com. Or 1-800-266-4682. Those are the numbers to call if you have something to buy, sell, trade, or give away on this
draft day.
No, you can't use
draft
that
day.
You know, a lot of us don't care. A lot of us just don't care. It's Thursday. Am I going to have to do this for you?
You might
come
have
on,
to, because to me,
on.
It's only draft
I'm gonna,
day.
All right, I'm going to give you a few minutes to reconsider. And in the meantime, our spring preview roadshow continues. And today, Jeremy is at the Shadman Federal Credit Union.
Thanks, Mr. Jeff. We are hanging out here at the Shadman Federal Credit Union as part of our 2024 spring preview roadshow. And it's been very springy this week, Courtney.
It has. We even had some beautiful springy wind yesterday that was a bit blustery.
That's a lot of, yeah. That's a tongue twister. You know, this time of year, though, we think about our graduates. And, of course, here you have scholarships that you give out to high school students and those attending university, college, technical schools. And things turned out pretty gosh darn good this year.
Yeah, we had a total of 18 completed applications turned in between the two categories that we offer. And we also offered goodie bags for every complete application that was turned in. So if you have not swung by and grabbed your goodie bag, please do so. We will be announcing our winners soon, so stay tuned. You'll get a phone call from one of the lovely ladies here letting you know, and a letter in the mail. So,
and the thing you're hiding from all of us is that number of 18 was the most that the credit union has had.
We think so. Lisa and I talked about it, and we think that was the highest. So we're going to set a goal even higher for next year.
And they'll be announcing those soon. And not only graduation, but the weather's turned nicer, except for all the rain we're supposed to get this weekend, which we need. But everybody's starting to think about what they're going to do this summer. And there's a lot of things that the credit union can do to help make your summer a splash.
Yeah. Call or stop in to get on Georgia's calendar. And if you're looking for a new summer toy to get outside and enjoy the outdoors, we are very fortunate in the area that we all live in that we have so many options. So there's something for everybody.
You don't know until you stop in to the credit union. We are at 126 East 3rd and Chatterton is part of our spring preview roadshow here on KCSR.
Thank you, Jeremy. 432-2972 or 1-800-266-4682. Those are the numbers to call on this.
So you want me to change it?
Yeah, see, I want you to change it. All right.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I realized the error of my ways. The draft stretch is 3 days. Today's just the first round, so it's a first round Thursday.
A first round Thursday. All right. Well, you can send your complaints to KCSR CO Jet Rasmussen, 226 Bordeaux, Chadron, Nebraska, 69337. He came in here. I told him he's going to get beat up before the day's done. He came in here in all this. I have a hard time even saying it. Raider gear. He's got a Raider hat on. He's got a Raider shirt. I think he's trying to show me Raider underwear. I just had to stop him at that. He's got Raider socks on. He just showed me his Raider socks. Mm-hmm. We don't need to know anymore. So yeah, I'm concerned about you, Jet. I'm very concerned that you're not going to get through the day.
Well, I appreciate your concern, but if all goes well, it should be a great day.
Huh? Well, a Raider fan. Well, I knew there was something wrong with you, and I couldn't pin it down. Now we know. Right. Moving on. Don't feel bad. I mean, I'm a Vikings fan, so you know, don't feel bad.
Yeah. I mean, you just given up on repping your team. There I don't even go. Think I've ever seen you wear purple.
Yeah, you probably haven't. I got a Vikings hat. I might even have something else Vikings. I don't know.
A mug or something?
Perhaps, yes. But, you know, I know the error of my ways. You have yet to learn, apparently. Wearing all that Raider gear. I don't know. It's one thing, though. I mean, being a Viking fan, that's just, you know. But a Raider fan... That's really out on the edge.
You're not really saying what I think you're implying. So I guess I really don't know.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at that for now. 432-2972 is our number for Swap Shop, or 1-800-266-4682. If you have something to buy, sell, trade, or give away on this, what is it?
First round.
Thursday, on this first round Thursday. This could be a first round for anything, right?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be exclusive to the draft. People use that in language all the time.
That's right. Deja, do we know anything about this missing cat? Is she still missing? He or she, I guess it would be probably a she. Roxy's the cat's name, a little black cat wearing a collar with a bell on it, lost near the Catholic Church. So if that cat's wandering around, a little black cat with a collar and a bell, answers to the name of Roxy, or doesn't answer to anything, it still might be the cat. Call Mark, 308-430-3895. And Mark, if you're listening and your cat's back, well, let us know and we'll take this down. 308-430-3895. Let's go to the phone with Clark. Hi, Clark. You're on Swap Shop.
Hey, how big is your backyard?
How big is my backyard?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the square footage, but not big.
Well, see, I was thinking I'd move in with you and just put the horses in the backyard.
No horses. You know, my backyard's more cement than grass. The horses aren't going to do very good. Yeah, they are not going to like my backyard. There's not enough lawn there for them.
Yeah, I was hoping it was a nice big one, but
yeah, it's not a nice big one. Jet maybe would be a better choice. You could move in with Jet. How's your horse like apartments? Do they like apartment living? Would they be all right with that?
As long as he don't mind them pooping and peeing on the carpet.
But. Oh, boy.
Well I guess I don't, but my landlord might, so.
Huh. All right, well, I don't think we're going to be much help to you there, Clark. We can try to find you an acreage that would fit them horses and a place for you to live, too. What about that?
Yeah, that'd be all right.
All right. Well, Clark needs a small acreage. Something, place to put a couple horses, a place to live, a house on it as well, and something he could rent. If you have something like that available, call Clark at 605-430-0529. How's that?
Sounds good.
All righty. Thanks, Clark.
Yep, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Clark's number again, 605-430-0529, if you have something to rent that would fit the bill. Let's go to the phone with Sherris. Hi, Sherris, from Swap Shop.
Yeah, hi. Oh, I have a puppy dog that would love to get out in the play pet park and play with another doggy that likes to run hard. my legs and hip are not going to let me get him out to run much more than my back little bitty backyard. And he's a greyhound lab. We're pretty sure he's got greyhound mixed lab in him. But he's a sweet little couch potato right now. But he sure likes to run. He would love to be at the park if someone would get him there. But I can't walk that block to get there. It's too hard on me. Plus, he pulls at least a little bit. Oh, my goodness. He needs a better place to run and go with people. He's a jogger. He'd love to jog with somebody. Little black socked with white leggings and socks. Blaze on his face. He's a cutie. And he's good with other doggies. We've got a yard problem. If someone would be able to help us with some kind of a, like a bushwhacker type thing, or have a one I could rent that isn't too expensive. We have a bunch of weeds at the edge of a fence, and we're not sure how we can manage this pasture and my yard. So anyone want to come and weed wick for me around the house and things? We need that. We'd whack it and knock down the edges so we can mow in the middle. That'd be great for us. So let me know. Optional is not too much expense, but we'll try to get something to you. And anything you need in the shop out here is everything you can imagine, from a house to households, from sewing machines to a couple little pieces of furniture and shelving and pet things and kid things, stroller things, desks, cabinets. Oh, my goodness, too much, too much. Hopefully we can find somebody to get some stuff out of our way here. And it's all good stuff. Some electronic stuff in the kitchen, too. All righty. Well, give us a buzz if you can help us out. We're looking.
Thanks, Sharers. Bye-bye. You can call Sharers at 432-3883. 432-3883. Let's go to the phone with Jim. Hi, Jim. You're in Top Shop.
Hi, good morning. Today I still got that little trailer for riding that hooks on the back of a riding lawnmower. $40 for it. And I still got my air compressor. $20 for it. And also got a homemade trap. I would take like $10 for it.
Homemade trap. What kind of trap? What's it going to catch?
Whatever kind of unwanted animal you have in your yard and you want to get rid of.
Would it catch a horse?
No, not a horse.
Not big enough for that?
No, sir.
I was afraid I might get a horse in my backyard.
Yeah. And number they could call is 207-5806.
207-5806.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Jim.
Yep, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
Jim's got a small trailer you'd pull behind a lawnmower for $40. He's got an air compressor for $20 and a homemade trap for catching an animal. Call Jim at 308-207-5806. 308-207-5806. It is 9:25 on this...
First round. I zoned out for
Thursday. That's all right. I thought it was Friday. I was 100% convinced it was Friday.
Yeah, since
today.
Since the beginning of the day, you thought it was Friday.
I don't know what happened there, but that was definitely a momentary lapse of reason.
Time warp.
I'm the only one that really knows it's Friday. The rest of y'all, you think it's still Thursday. Yeah. That's what happened, I think. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back with more Swap Shop after this.
We could all use reminders. You know, the ones that let us know that there are people there for us when we're dealing with things like hopelessness, a lack of energy or motivation, depression, stress, and anxiety. Tune in weekday mornings at 8:15 a.m. for the Mental Health Minute on KCSR and Shadrad.com. Learn information surrounding behavioral health and how you can reach out for help if you or someone you know is in need. That's the Mental Health Minute. Monday through Friday at 8:15 on KCSR and ChadRad.com. Brought to you by Beacon Panhandle.
Baumgars has a loyalty shopping event this Saturday. Loyalty rewards members can save $50 on their purchase of $200 or more. You heard that right. Spend $200 or more on any merchandise of your choosing in the store.
So no gift cards.
And you'll save $50 instantly.
The $200 spend is pre-tax and cannot be combined with other discounts or offers.
Not a loyalty member? Just sign up today. It's all happening at Baumgars this Saturday only.
The Shattern Festival of Quilts is back at the Dawes County Fairgrounds starting tomorrow. Rolling out the theme Disappearing Blocks, it's all about the cut. It's three jam-packed days full of quilters, vendors, displays, and special events. And of course, meet their featured quilter, Linda Anderson of Lakeside. It's the Shattern Festival of Quilts. Admission is $5 per day or, get this, $10 gets you all three. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dawes County Fairgrounds. Find more info online at shatternfestivalofquilts.com.
Don't let declining livestock prices keep you up at night. Farm Bureau Financial Services can help you protect your cattle, sheep, and hogs with livestock risk protection. Contact Farm Bureau agent Ted Basagio in Hay Springs at 638-4566 and see how he can help protect your livestock operation and your bottom line. Now that's smarter insurance for agriculture. Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Provider. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
You can travel a long way looking for that great vacation spot and actually miss what you already have. Shattern State Park, Nebraska's first, is still king of the hill. Camping, cabins, swimming, hiking, horseback riding, an air pistol range, on and on. And then you get to a guest favorite, Buffalo Nachos. Again, this year, there will be special June activities like paddle boat contests, a concert, concessions, and a car show, which you're going to want to plan on. But sometimes, you just need to head out for an afternoon of nothing. Shattern State Park, the best backyard ever. KCSR
Weather. Skywatch forecast brought to you by High Country Erectors. Partly cloudy skies today. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high in the low 70s. South winds 15 to 20, gusts to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain, breezy, cooler, high in the upper 50s. 50% chance of rain tomorrow night, low in the low 40s. 70% chance of rain Saturday, cooler with a high in the upper 40s.
The weather on the high plains can be tough, and when you live in these neck of the woods, you need a building that's going to be tougher. High Country Erectors in Hot Springs can set you up with the top-of-the-line Sentinel or Baylin steel building or Lester Wood post-frame structures. Maybe your current building just needs a touch-up. High Country Erectors can deliver with new steel roof or wall sheeting. It's time to get tough. High Plains tough. With a steel building from High Country Erectors in Hot Springs. 605-746-6200.
Partly sunny skies, 64% humidity, winds southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and 63 degrees in downtown Shadron.
Looking for scores? Stay up to date with the latest from area high school, college, and pro games on the scoreboard page under the sports tab at shadrad.com.
It's 9:29. We're back with Swap Shop. Let's head back out to the Shadron Federal Credit Union. Check in with Jeremy Anderson.
Thanks, Mr. Jeff Wing. Hang out here as part of our 2024 KCSR Spring Preview Road Show. And the crazy thing about the credit union and all your awesomeness is you always have things going on. And what I'm saying by that is folks need to keep an eye on social media.
Yeah, definitely. If you are not already following us on Facebook or on Instagram, that is where we first release some of our new and exciting things. And we've got a pretty exciting one on tap here that's going to be coming out shortly. So definitely check out our social media because that's where you will see and hear it first.
And, of course, as we get into summer, you know, a lot more programs will kick in. And the one thing is whether you're a youngster or older, you have accounts for everybody, and you have programs, I don't know what you want to call them programs, but offerings for people throughout the year that entice accounts and, you know, the things for the kids, things for the, you know, there's just a little everything. That's what I'm trying to say, Courtney.
I'm following you. I see where you're going. Yeah, we do. You know, you can come in and open a Christmas club account any time of the year. That's not just a Christmas thing. We do run lots of promos for the kiddos to promote that financial intelligence at a young age. We do the Beat the Heat savings thing usually in the summer to get that, encourage them to come in. We love when the little kiddos come in and deposit their money and are so proud of whatever they bring us.
Again, right here at the Shadron Federal Credit Union, we're at the corner of 3rd and Bordeaux in Shadron. Stop on in, whether it's just a regular checking account or if you're wanting to get along for that summer toy. Stop in, say hi to the gals, and they will get you squared away. That'll wrap it up this morning from the Chadron Federal Credit Union as part of our 2024 Spring Preview Roadshow on KCSR.
Thank you, Jeremy. 432-2972, our number for Swap Shop, or 1-800-266-4682 if you have something to buy, sell, trade, or give away on this
First Round Thursday.
So,
do we have any first round national days?
Any first round national days?
Yeah, are there any really good ones?
There's probably not any that are like first round.
Mm.
So is there any, well, today's National Hug a Plumber Day. How do you feel about that? I don't know.
A late first rounder, but still in the first round. It's got to be.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to endorse this or not. I don't know. You just ought to be going up hugging anybody that's a plumber. Maybe I'd at least know them first.
Maybe. Maybe so. I don't know.
Might get you hit with a pipe wrench.
You know, don't people have to pay to make these days?
Well, it depends. Yeah, the whole National Day Calendar deal, it is a private organization. So Deja wanted to get her National Day in.
Mm-hmm.
And so she submitted National Deja Vu Day. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's clever.
And they approved it. They did.
And then they wanted bunch of money.
They only wanted $3,500. That's all she had to do was send them a check for $3,500.
That is a steal.
They'd get her right on the calendar.
That is just a steal. I can't believe she didn't do it.
There are some things, I think, like nonprofit organizations and stuff that they don't charge, but there are, yes, companies do pay to get national days. That's true. Now, who did somebody pay for Hug a Plumber? Well, I don't know. I'll see. So how do you observe Hug a Plumber Day?
It's in the name, isn't it?
It seems like it. It does. Well, you could thank a plumber, I guess, in social media, but that's not really quite the same.
A virtual hug.
So this says National Hug a Plumber Day history. The holiday has been observed since at least 2009. However, they have not been able to identify the founder of Hug a Plumber Day. So I don't know. I don't know how this one got on the calendar, I guess. We don't know. No, I will say I'm not picking on plumbers. These guys provide a valuable service that I don't want to do. Boy, I don't like plumbing.
Yeah.
If I got to fix something or something, I will. I'll do the job. Or I'm remodeling something, I'll do it. But boy, I sure don't like it. These guys got to crawl into the worst possible places. We design everything to thwart plumbers.
Yeah.
Everything we do in the world of water and wastewater, we do to thwart plumbers. Think about where your faucet is on a kitchen sink, the most inaccessible place for the guy that's got to hook up the pipes or fix it when it breaks. So, I'm not going to hug one today. I'll certainly talk nice about them. How's that?
Sure.
Hug a plumber day.
Not really celebrating the holiday right, but we'll let it slide,
I
guess.
I'm kind of like that. So how long has there been plumbers around?
Well, since we started bringing water indoors, I guess.
I don't know.
And I would say that's been,
1885? This says that there's been plumbers around since ancient Rome.
They're talking about aqueducts, aren't they?
They had flowing water. They had flowing water. They need plumbers to maintain that stuff. So, yep, maybe one of the oldest professions, plumbing. I bet it is.
Could you imagine your plumber, like, having a Centurion helmet and a short sword?
Come to clean the aqueduct.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pretty wild.
With a roto-rooter. Yep. The sword shield and the roto-rooter. Yep. Yeah, we got to fix the aqueduct. Need you to step aside.
I guess so. Emperor's orders.
Emperor's orders, that's right. All right, we're going to the phone with Jack. Hi, Jack, you're on Swap Shop.
Good morning, guys. I'm not sure about it being first Thursday, but...
First round Thursday.
I know, I know. But I am getting a good chuckle this morning, boys, so I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Hey, I got some this day in history items for you.
Oh?
Yeah, this day, the first patent for a thimble was granted in 1684.
Boy, that's an important one, that thimble. I'm telling you what, there's so many uses for a thimble.
Yeah, and even sewing you could use it for.
Think about how many thumbs
I never thought about using it for sewing.
Think about how many fingers and thumbs have been saved by a thimble.
Well, yeah, and you know what? If you put a thimble on all five fingers on one hand and then drum your fingers on, you know, on a block of wood or something, it sounds pretty good, too.
And where would Thumbelina live without the thimble?
God, yeah. Oh, thanks. I won't sleep tonight. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
You keep thinking about it.
Two more for you. Ground was first broken on this date in 1859 for the Suez Canal.
The Suez Canal. That one connects what to what? Is that the Northern Africa, Egypt?
Yeah.
Egypt?
Yeah, that's the one over there.
Yeah. Connects it to what? Spain or Portugal or... Well, no, it doesn't connect. It disconnects, actually.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it means you got to swim across the canal to get there.
Is that the one that meant you didn't have to sail around the Horn of Africa?
Yes, you're right. Yeah, the other one is the Panama Canal around South America.
Right. To get east, you no longer had, like if you were in England, for example, you didn't have to sail clear around the Horn of Africa, which is pretty rough water, from what I understand.
Supposed to be some of the roughest sailing in the world, is there, yeah?
Yes, and this greatly shortened the distance and allowed you to go west, or go east, not west.
Go east. And certainly shortened the time as well, right? So crops are not, your cargo didn't spoil as bad.
It allowed them to do, trade from people in the Mediterranean region.
Yep.
With a greatly shortened distance or anywhere that was...
And much, much more profitability, too, right? Yeah. They weren't throwing away half of their cargo, and they were able to raise the price because it was a better quality.
And you weren't shipwrecking down there off the coast of Africa.
Exactly,
It was just all a win-win for everybody.
Exactly right, yeah. Last one I got for you. Bell Lab announced on this date in 1954 the first solar battery made from silicon.
A solar battery in 1954.
Yeah, it was 6% efficient.
6%.
And by today's standards, the current solar batteries are about 15% efficient.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you'd think we'd have done better than that in, 75 years?
Yeah. Yeah, well, one would have thought so, but I don't know. It's Bell Labs, so... We can talk to them, I guess, or you can talk to them. That's out of my bailiwick.
Huh.
I'm not an investigative reporter. I just share the news I got.
Yeah. All right. So, well, we won't blame you then.
I really appreciate that. I do have my Teflon underwear on, but I still don't want to get blamed.
Alrighty.
So, okay, guys. Well, you guys have yourselves a good one. And I know Andrew McRae is waiting out there in the wings somewhere. I'll talk to you again later. I had something else, but it can wait. So.
All righty.
Okay, boys. Take care now. Be safe.
See you, Jack.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye, Jack.
Jack from Pinoca, Alberta, Canada, on this first round Thursday morning. All right. Well, speaking of American countryside, we better take a break for that.
First
round story. More Swap Shop after this.
My father-in-law has been a volunteer firefighter for many years. His small town does what it can with a limited budget, yet ever-increasing needs for bigger and better equipment to handle emergencies. Interestingly, this company was born much out of that need to help small towns afford the fire engines they needed. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The Darley Company was founded by W.S. Darley in 1908 outside of Chicago. It was the lead engineer, Pete Yates, that would bring some of the company here to Wisconsin.
He being a Chippewa Falls native, he did not want to relocate to Chicago. W.S. Darley knew that the company really needed Yates.
Kat Wendell at the Chippewa Falls Museum of Industry and Technology says some of the manufacturing was moved to Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin to follow Yates' path. The company was focused on making pumps and equipment for firefighting and quickly found a niche helping those in rural and small-town America.
Their main priority starting out was the fire engine kit that would fit in the back of a Model A or a pickup truck bed to better help local municipalities and volunteer fire that were not able to afford a large-scale fire engine at the time.
At the time, it was difficult for many places to afford a fire engine.
At that time, a fire engine was on the scale of what was close to like four or five houses for the cost.
But the Darley Company's firefighting kits could reduce that cost to just a third of the price.
You throw essentially a unit into the back of a truck bed and transform somebody's truck into a fire engine.
The Darley Company has greatly expanded over time to meet the needs of first responders and the military.
They have the ability to create fire engines, full EMS units, and full EMS equipment as well.
It's a story told here at this museum and a real-life story that continues through the company that remains in this city. Traveling the countryside in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. I'm Andrew McCray.
943, 63 degrees. We are back with Swap Shop, 432-2972 or 1-800-266-4682. If you have something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, let's go to the phone with Ruth Ann. Hi, Ruth Ann, you're in Swap Shop. Huh? Something at a kitchen to get along? Is that what happened? I think we got the cart before the horse. Or all right, I think Ruth is there. Hi, Ruth Ann, you're in Swap Shop.
Hi, I have two barbecue grills for sale, and the first one is a Weber Master Touch grill, charcoal, 22-inch. It's nearly new condition. It has many extras with it, including the manual. We're asking $150 for it, or best offer. And the second one is a Coleman tailgate barbecue grill. It's more for like road trips where you want to stop off and use your grill. It's a three gas burner, has a manual with it, and we're asking for $150 or best offer. And my husband would like to include 3 pounds of organic onions that he's grown with each purchase. And our number, yeah, those are good onions too, let me tell you. Our number is 308-638-4691.
And 4691.
Right outside of Hay Springs.
All right. We'll try to find a home for the grills and the onions.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Ruth Ann's got a couple of barbecue grills for sale. One of them is a Weber Master Touch charcoal grill, $150 for that. Comes with lots of accessories, very nice grill. There's also a Coleman tailgate grill for $150 as well. Either one will come with 3 pounds of organic onions. 308-638-4691. 308-638-4691 is the number. Let's see. Today's Thursday, right?
Yes.
For the rest of you. It's Friday for me, but it can be Thursday for the rest of you. I know you don't have the acute presence of time that I do, but
sure.
Or something like that. Anyway, you know what Thursday means?
Yes, it means dinner at the Post 12 American Legion.
It means
Legion.
Dinner, and it's turkey tetrazzini over biscuits.
Mm.
So not only do you get the tetrazzini, you get it over biscuits as well. You also get green beans, salad bar, dessert, and coffee. It's $12 or $9 for college students with IDs, $5 for children 6 to 12, and 5 and under, eat for free. Starts at 5:30 tonight. Carryout is available. The bar will be open, and the dinner is always open to the public. That's the Chadron American Legion's Thursday night dinner, turkey tetrazzini over biscuits.
It's a bit of a tongue twister.
Say it five times.
Tongue-twisting turkey tetrazzini.
There you go. Well, that's what's served tonight at the American Legion. 5:30 tonight, 123 Bordeaux Street is the address. Also, this is last call for the Eagle Theater, right?
Yes.
What are the movies?
They change them tomorrow. Man, I have to recite them.
Yep. Quiz day. Movie quiz day.
I got out of high school because of this, you know.
Yeah.
It's The First Omen.
The First Omen, the prequel to the rest of the bad stuff. This is the bad stuff that happened before the other bad stuff.
Speaking of bad, the second movie is The Bad Guys.
The Bad Guys, like Mr. Wolf, Mr. Snake, Mr. Piranha, Mr. Shark, Ms. Tarantula. It's a bunch of bad guys.
That's right. And maybe some rough guys, but I don't know if they're bad in the ungentlemanly, the men of ungentleness in warfare.
You got most of the words. They're not quite that order, but the ministry of ungentlemanly warfare.
Yes.
Yes.
I got it.
Covert operations, secret agents, espionage, it's all there. It's not a Mission Impossible movie. And anyway, you can see those movies tonight, 7:15 at the Eagle Theater in downtown Chadron. Last call tomorrow. There could be something different. One or all could be different than tonight. And on Mondays, they have a date night special, too. Two large drinks and a large popcorn for $10. So there. What do you think
of that? Get in on Monday with your special somebody.
There you go. Well, yeah, and you could go alone, too, if you like a lot of popcorn and pop. You know, you could do that. You could drink two big old pops and a bucket of popcorn.
It feels kind of sad, though, you know? It's like, I'd like your date night special. Oh, yeah. Just yourself?
I really like popcorn. I really like popcorn. Yeah, it'd be all right. All right, we're coming up on 10 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. We better take a break. More Swap Shop after this.
Have you ever really thought about how important your front door and every entry door into your home, for that matter, really is? That door provides security for your family and so much more. The wait is over. Ensemble Doors by Renewal by Anderson have arrived. These awesome secure doors have timeless style, elegant features. They can be customized countless ways with the legendary quality of Renewal by Anderson. Right now, Renewal by Anderson is offering an incredible value on Ensemble entry doors. You get 20% off every Ensemble entry door. No money down, no interest, no payments for 12 months, no payments for a year. Ensemble entry doors by Renewal by Anderson are just so much better. They're built with the best quality materials, including Renewal by Anderson's exclusive Fibrex, which has been tested to deliver enhanced security, certified performance, and lasting beauty. Please visit rbawyoming.com now. That's rbawyoming.com to book your free estimate. Ensemble entry doors. The wait is over.
When Joe Biden came after our land and our freedom, conservative Republican Tanya Storer fought back. Because Republican Tanya Storer is a true conservative fighter. In the legislature, Storer will fight to cut property taxes, oppose illegal immigration, defend our freedoms, and preserve our values. Senator Pete Ricketts, Senator Deb Fischer, and Congressman Mike Flood agree. Republican Tanya Storer is the common sense conservative fighter we need in the legislature.
Paid for by Tanya Storer for Legislature.
This is Steph Miller, proud to be with Lashley Land and Recreational Brokers. We understand that your land represents a lifetime of hard work, and it's a tough decision on whether or not to sell it. Please call me for a no-obligation opinion of value so you can go forward with your estate planning accordingly. We are the Nebraska experts with national reach, and our goal is to get our clients the highest possible dollar for their land. Call me, Steph Miller, and check us out at LashleyLand.com.
One way to increase profit in your cattle operation is through reproduction. Westco Feeds mineral programs can increase cattle's reproductive performance through shorter breeding season, increased weaning weight, and calves weaned. With fly season right around the corner, don't forget to add IGR or garlic to your mineral. Westco Feed also offers delivery to your ranch. So contact your local Westco Feed specialist to learn more about these mineral programs. Westco. Service. Solutions. Success.
Westco's your best value through and through.
Have you registered yet for the May 18th Northwest Nebraska Volks March at Agate Fossil Beds? Sign up today at nwnebraskatrails.com and receive a free t-shirt.
We are back with Swap Shop, 432-2972 or 1-800-266-4682 if you have something to buy, sell, trade, or give away on this
first round Thursday.
Red Cover Concrete is available for sidewalks or patios. You can schedule your concrete job now by calling Red Cover Concrete, 308-360-3474, 308-360-3474. There's another very important national day. Today is also National Zucchini Bread Day. Huh? Is there anything better than zucchini bread? Well, maybe there
is. Yeah, basically any other type of bread.
No. Deja, how do you feel about zucchini bread? Everybody likes, I mean, the best thing you can do with zucchini is make zucchini bread, right?
Did you hear how Deja responded to you?
She gave me
it's
a
good. She was about to say, but.
She gave me a
thumbs up. She was about to say, but any other type of bread is preferred.
That is not what she said. She gave me a thumbs up on that.
Right.
Here's how good zucchini bread is. So when my kids were living at home, when my daughter was a teenager and we lived out in the country, we had a big garden. And I grew zucchinis that were so big you could barely fit one in the back of a pickup.
And now your poor son can't put his arm straight.
And I had like 8 zucchini plants, and we all know that each one produces about 14 tons of zucchini, right?
Yes.
So I literally, all right, so some of this has been an exaggeration thus far.
It's a bigger fish story.
But I would literally go out there with a wheelbarrow and gather up these zucchinis. And
yeah, last week you went out there with a satchel. We know.
I had a food processor. I asked my daughter, I said, how much zucchini does it take to make zucchini bread? Because she made, all right, I should start by saying she made really good zucchini bread. So how much does it take? She said 2 cups of zucchini. So I get this food processor out and I start carving up these big old zucchinis, shredding them up with
They're
the food processor. And I would take 2 cups and put it in a freezer bag, throw it in the freezer. I put up over 50 bags of zucchini so that once a week I could get a bag out and she would make us some really good zucchini bread. We could have a loaf a week for a year.
How about banana bread?
Well, the bananas, I couldn't grow bananas as well as I could grow zucchinis. I tried, but they just didn't.
You were using the wrong methods.
I was using the wrong methods, and I just couldn't produce bananas like I could zucchinis. So, but yes, it was. I was rolling in zucchini bread. I'm telling you what, I was living high on the hog with zucchini bread. That's right. All right, we better tell you about jobs, because if you are looking for one
or a better one,
there are a number of them available right now, and you can get all the details on the area jobs page on our website at shadrad.com. Farm Service Agency needs a county program technician. Northwest Community Action Partnership, various positions. Dawes County needs a seasonal full-time mower and a county veteran service officer. Solid Waste Agency in Northwest Nebraska needs a billing and support services assistant. Hay Springs Public Schools, several coaching employment opportunities. Homestead Bank, a part-time teller, customer service representative. Ford Robinson State Park, seasonal park workers, Tommy's Car Lot, an automotive detailer. Nebraska Extension needs an extension instructor. Shadman Public Schools, special education paraprofessionals. City of Crawford, golf course help, seasonal positions open. Shadman Community Hospital, various positions. Eagle Chevrolet needs an automotive technician. Ponderosa Villa, various positions. And Shadman State College, various positions. Details on all of those jobs on the area jobs page on our website at shadrad.com. We're going to take our last break. We'll come back, finish Swap Shop after this.
And welcome back to Talk Nebraska. Today we have a very special guest who's never made an appearance on any talk show until now. Please help me welcome Bigfoot.
Hello, Dave.
So, Bigfoot, let's start with the question everyone has on their minds. Why now?
I'm pretty good at hiding, and it's worked out pretty well up to now.
What brought you out into the public eye?
The Nebraska Lottery.
Nebraska Lottery?
Yeah, more specifically, their Trucks and Bucks game. Yeah, I was hiding in a grove of trees, and I saw one of those red 2024 Ford F-150 XLT 4x4 Super Crew trucks, and, well, I knew it was time to stop by a Nebraska Lottery retailer to play.
And you're hoping to win one of the 8 trucks they're giving away?
Well, that's right.
So what's next?
Well, I was getting kind of tired of all the hiding. I'm thinking about starting my own security company, Squatch Watch. What do you think?
Huh, catchy.
Trucks and Bucks top prize odds 1 in